This is the Show It Off podcast, a show focused on changing the experience of being a single mama. We are changing the archetype of being a single mom with self-love that prioritizes a miracle mindset, following our intuition, and receiving support. We are the sovereign queens of our lives. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaaf. I am a confidence coach and an empowered single mama. Together, let's discover your power and show it off. Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change your experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be overworked, stressed, lonely, exhausted, unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely making ends meet, and barely seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way it was going for single moms in the past, but we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being supported, being part of a sisterhood? I wanted to build a brand new online course to help single mamas rebuild their lives. But being that I am a single mom myself, my own life showed me that in order to teach and support single moms, I would have to get creative. Enter the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. It's an educational, supportive membership designed to give support and strategies for rebuilding your life as a single mom. I have formed a collective of teachers, women who have figured out how to thrive as a single mama, and they're joining me to support you to prioritize yourself, follow your intuition, build community, and create a life of your heart's desires. It is put together in a way that even a busy single mama can take in and benefit from. It is priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. And I'm going to over-deliver in value and support because it's my passion to change the archetype of single motherhood. This is something you are going to get month after month. It's going to take time to rebuild, but you're going to have the support to do so. We are not women to be pitied or cast out of society or suffering. We are the bravest, strongest, most resourceful, incredible people on the planet. There is nothing we wouldn't do in the name of love for our children. I know we can apply those traits we all have to have anything we want. I know we can because I'm doing it myself. And when you join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood, I will show you how. Because all of this can only be possible when you do 2 things. Number 1, connect with me. And number 2, have a miracle mindset. A mindset that supports you. So go to empoweredsinglemama.com and enter your email. Then we will be connected. And you will receive the How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide I built for you. And this will get you started. This is episode number 57 of the Show It Off podcast. And as recently promised, this is going to be a solo episode, meaning, you know, like the older days, just me, your loving host, Sarah Faye. I just feel like there's so much we haven't checked in on in a while. I feel like we need to catch up. I am so curious how you've been enjoying the amazing guests I've had interviewed over the last several weeks and what you thought about their stories and their messages, what you got back from them, what you learned. Let me know. I'm just love hearing from you and am very curious. This is your show, you know, and I'm hoping that it's serving you, and I can always better serve you when you reach out and let me know what you like and don't like, or what you are hoping to hear from. You can always contact me by emailing me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you prefer, you can just DM me or leave a comment on the Instagram of the same name, Show It Off Podcast. So recently I took a break for the new moon. I was feeling like I really needed to turn inward. I needed to simplify. I needed to take care of some things in my personal life and just not put out an episode last week. And I was curious how taking breaks feels for you. We all need them. They're not easy always to take. I had to do a little meditation and self-talk around taking a break. And I felt good about it. You know, I made a commitment to do release an episode every week. And for over a year, I've reached that goal. And it feels really good. So that gave me kind of permission to myself to be like, yeah, it's okay to take a break, girl. Kind of going through a lot at home. You know, just like everybody, this time, 2020 has been a time of uprooting, of shedding light on the darkness, on shifting patterns, changing the norms. Yes, fires are blazing. Voices are being heard. It's an important time. Not always comfortable, for sure. And I know that you have been on this journey with me and heard a lot about my old relationship, my toxic, abusive relationship that I had with my daughter's dad. And now I'm in the process of completely separating from him. We haven't seen him or spoken to him in over 3 months, and there's a lot of lawsuits and custody and lawyer and court and all that kind of stuff. And it is I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's really hard and it's really necessary. So of course I'm willing to fight the good fight for my daughter and for me and for our lives. And for right, I keep thinking about this expression, might for right, and really standing up for what we believe in, all of us, and having a cause and giving it that attention and love and focus and energy that it needs. It's not for the faint of heart, but neither is single motherhood, and we're here and we're doing okay. In fact, I'd be willing to say, even though I would absolutely describe the past 3 months as the hardest, most challenging time of my whole entire life I've ever experienced, I will also say that it's been the time where I feel like I am the most on track, the most clear, the most focused. I have no question about who and what is important to me, where I am going, what I am doing, what my mission is, what my goals are. And that's nice. That's really nice. So how are you doing, you know? What's coming up for you? What's getting rooted out? Outrooted? Pulling the roots up? Shifting, changing, getting turned upside down. Know that it is absolutely a time for that. I know that I've suggested watching this YouTube video before on this show, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it up again because it's so relevant. And it's Teal Swan's YouTube video entitled 2020 predictions. You have not yet seen that. I watched that in the beginning of the year, and I think about it like almost every time I read the news or just look around, because she really called it. Yeah, so it's just when I see stuff like that, it's just confirmation that we, even though it feels uncomfortable and hard, we are all exactly where we're supposed to be right now. You too, sis. So in this, now that I had a rest, I'm back and so ready and happy and energized to share with you right now. It is 4:42 in the morning, and I am sitting at my kitchen table while my daughter sleeps. Actually, all the animals are sleeping too. It's a little bit rainy outside. I hear the Cokie frog singing. My dog is sleeping behind me. I have my hot cup of coffee. And I'm just thinking about you. I spend a lot of time talking with single mamas. And I, of course, am one myself. And I know what we're going through. I know how much it is. And I also know a lot about how great it is, too. And so that's why this episode is going to be about loving yourself as a single mama. I don't think I'll ever stop talking about this, because it's really important. One of the very first steps, in my opinion, of loving your life is just embracing your status as a single mom. I have never talked to a single mom who was like, oh, it was so easy for me to embrace this title or to take on this role. Like, oh, yeah. I know there are single moms by choice, like literally women who adopt or have in vitro without a partner, and that's the plan the whole time. But I am sure that it's hard for them too. Once that baby comes and life happens, it's probably a little different than the, you know, picture in their mind, as is for every mother. This mothering life has zero resemblance to what I expected and planned, and that is okay. It's much better. It is. So let's talk about that a little bit. You have this relationship status that you didn't plan for. Me too, sis. Then there's society as a whole. I know that being a single mom is not always easy when other people are involved. I recently had a single mama friend tell me about how she, she's a solo mom. I think her baby's dad like shows up once in a while for a few hours, but mostly she's doing this on her own. And she doesn't have any family here on the island. And that's the case for a lot of my friends and a lot of single mamas here. And she meets this couple, not sure where, just out and about at the park maybe, and they have a little boy, and so does she, and they were fast friends, all of them, the husband, the wife, and the babies. In fact, they invited her, they were fiancés at the time, and they invited her to their wedding and had lots of play dates and dinners and, you know, long talks and formed a friendship. Well, after, you know, a couple months of this building and growing and feeling really good, she had an uncomfortable shift in their friendship. There was a moment where they were, she was over at their house, they were leaving to say goodbye, and the husband kind of landed a unexpected kiss on her mouth as they were saying goodbye. And then the wife was there, you know, uncomfortable, awkward, weird moment for my friend. Also within this time, she had shared a little bit about her business to the wife when she learned that perhaps this business could help her life and give her something that she was asking for. So it's kind of these two things, these two separate incidences happened like nearby each other. And then a couple weeks go by and they're just like ghosting her. No longer are they answering her calls or texts or reaching out for play dates. And my friend is like, it must be because of the kiss. Maybe she's mad at me. Maybe I made her uncomfortable and she's jealous. Or, you know, I mean, my friend didn't kiss the husband. The husband kissed her, but this was the, you know, real in her mind. And, you know, we're going back and forth about it. And I'm like, girl, I don't know. I mean, you got to get to the bottom of this. You know, they can't just like be mad for no reason. And like, you know, of course you want to know, like, just ask them, like, let's have a talk about this. And so, you know, after she tried several times, they were just being like a stone wall, not opening up to her. And then finally she penetrated through the wall and got the answers to the questions she was asking. And the wife is like so mad at her, at my friend. She really played off the kiss, although I read the text and I could smell the emotion behind the words. And I think that there was a jealousy happening, but I think she was also ashamed of having that jealousy. So she wasn't really mature, bold enough to admit it. But yeah, I think that that definitely caused a problem. But what the wife was willing to talk about was the problem that she had with my friend sharing her business with her, like her work, not her like business, like her life, like her work. This, you know, this suggestion that she made, connecting something that her business offered and something that this friend was asking for and hoping for in her life. And this friend was, or woman, not really a friend, was so upset by this and angry. And she was like, I hate money and I don't want any people in my life who like love money or money grubbers, and like basically like shaming my friend for hustling her business. And my friend is so gentle and sweet and thoughtful and empathetic and loving. Like, there's no way she was really like pressuring her or being sleazy. You know, she was just sharing, which is loving. And that's her dharma. Her business is her kulyana. It's her path, her medicine, and what she shares in this world. So, this woman ended up shaming my friend, and she's telling me this, I put down the phone, which we were reading the text messages, I put down the phone and I looked at my friend and I said, does this woman have a job? Does this woman need to work? And she's like, no, her husband, you know, provides and takes care of everything, and she's, you know, just taken care of. And I was like, babe, this woman isn't having any empathy for the differences in your life right now. My friend is supporting her family and is doing great and has a awesome business that she was sharing. And she, you know, making money is part of having a business and part of life. And for this woman to shame her and put her down and embarrass her and all these things, sitting in the position of not having to think about money at all, completely handing her life over to a man to take care of. Yeah, that was a moment there for her and I, because she's over there, my friend, feeling ashamed and feeling embarrassed and feeling bad. Like, she just, you know, lost these friends that she was enjoying having. And then she feels bad about sharing her business and is not really feeling that excited to continue doing that right now, which is going to be detrimental to her business until she gets over that block. And I am sitting here and I actually had a lot of empathy for her, because I don't think I've ever said that I hate money. But I have been in the position of completely being taken care of by a man and being, you know, having my baby and not having to think about bills or money or income. And that's very, very, very different from my life now. My life now where I do not have a co-parent. I do not receive child support. And making money is something I think about and put energy towards every single day. And I enjoy that, honestly. Like, yes, it was a hard reality shift at first. And there's definitely days where I get stressed and it's not always easy. But I'm proud of my home, my car. I'm even proud of, like, my bills. I love paying my phone bill and my Wi-Fi bill and, you know, filling up my tank with gas and being like, I'm doing it. But I will be the first one to, I don't even want to say admit because that sounds like there's some shame around it, but to express how I ask for help and I delegate and I receive help when it's offered. And that to me, Mama, this is like a big part of loving your status as a single mom. Is that first and foremost, realizing that yes, we are indeed, this is a responsibility of ours. And it doesn't take long to realize that. That first bill that comes in the mail or alert on your phone as a single mom is your first reality check that this is your responsibility. But then, you know, it starts to feel really good. Like, I love my home so much more than a home, any home that I've lived in for a really long time. I want to say like 10 years, maybe more. So, you know, there's a sense of pride that comes with that. So, and then regarding in general, not just my friend's story, but married friends in general, or meeting new women who are married, or new men even who are married. Yeah, there can be some bumps and some bad feelings and some stink eyes and some neglect that happens around that. I have had that happen many times when I'm like at the park and I meet a new mama, or my my daughter meets a new child and we start chatting with the parents. And I've had it happen many times that once the mom finds out that I'm a single mom, she kind of like suddenly has a phone call or turns her back to me, or it kind of ends the conversation. I've had it where I go to like birthday parties and all of the dads like completely give me the vapor treatment. You know, do you know the vapor treatment? You know, just like pretend like you're a vapor and they give you no attention. They don't look at you. They don't speak to you. Like you're not even there. Like you're a vapor. Yeah. And that does not feel good. It's like, I'm not here to steal your husband, ladies. And, hey guys, you're safe with me. Don't worry. I'm not gonna, I'm not a siren. I'm not gonna, you know, trick you with my voice and lure you into my lair and steal you from your wife. So yeah, that's a thing, but know this, hon, there's no, type of person or relationship status or job title that is free of judgments from other people. So whatever, this is yours, the single mom judgment, the fear that someone, that you're going to steal someone's husband, the, just lack of empathy, because like, unless you've been here, you don't really know what it's like, right? And we all know that uncomfortable, enraging moment when a girlfriend or a stranger says that they're single momming it for the weekend when their husband's out of town or something like that. Or it's tax season and their husband's a CPA and they're working longer hours and so they're single momming it for a spell. Yeah, that's really annoying to all single moms. We've all been there, and yeah, they just don't get it, hon. They just don't know what it's like. They think that single momming it means that they're just like taking care of their kid and having all the responsibility of the house. They're not realizing all the other responsibilities that are on the back end that people don't see, like paperwork and insurance and bills and life planning and parenting choices and all of the other things that you're doing by yourself. But that is why we have the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. We get it. We're here for each other. We are learning and growing and improving and expanding together because we're surrounded by, people who understand our position. So if you haven't yet heard of, or maybe you've been thinking of the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood and you would like to join, please do. You can get more information by visiting empoweredsinglemama.com. Essentially, it's a membership program I built where you get sisterhood community. You get lots of help along the way on this single mama path. And you also just get one doable something each month that will help you build your life as a single mama and have it be one that you love. So that's available for you. But for now, let's keep talking about this loving yourself as a single mom thing, just in your own journey. So I've talked about some of the discomforts, the sucky parts, the hard things about being a single mom. And I'm going to now focus on some of the best parts and some of the tools and tricks and reshifts of energy that I've discovered along the way. It's been officially a little over 2 years since I became a single mom, and I've learned some things in that time, so I'm going to share them with you now. When it comes to being a single mom, freedom, the freedom that comes with it, is my personal favorite. So when I was in relationship as a mama, I was in a very toxic, abusive relationship, and I had very little control over my life. Of course, it didn't start out like that. It started out like a Disney fairy tale dream that slowly but surely, more increasingly as the months went by, turned into a nightmare. And you can hear more about that story in an episode, where I think it's called My Story Part 1 and Part 2. Although I think I'm going to have to record another one again soon, because, you know, the stories just evolve, don't they? So now, as a single mama, I have so much freedom. I am completely the queen of my life, and so are you. How you decorate your home, how you spend your time, how you do meals, how you parent, how you, who you hang out with, how you dress, all of this is your choice, and you don't really have to bounce those ideas off of anybody. And I think that's really sexy. I think that's really fun and great and nice. And I have really spent this time focusing on myself and my daughter, building my spiritual relationship, my relationship to source, to divine source, realizing and rediscovering who am I? Who am I when I'm not bending and molding and curving and reaching and stretching for somebody else? You know what? I'm liking this person I am. I'm really liking her. I turned 40 on August 6th. Today is August 21st, and I'm recording this. And I am loving being 40 so far. This is awesome. Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm like, yeah, Sarah, you are officially a grown-up. This is you. Who are you? And I'm liking it. And so this is a benefit of being a single mama. I also want to remind you that everything that we go through in life is a season. Like, think about when your baby was a newborn. Well, he or she is not a newborn anymore, right? That was just a season. a season of, you know, interrupted sleep and being able to hold your baby and have like all the time and have them be so tiny and have all the control over how they spend their every moment of their day. That was a season. And now your child's older and they have more of a say and things are different and your schedule's different. They keep changing. You know, and even children show us they go through phases all the time and they don't last. They change. And you too, hon. This is just a season. And if attracting a relationship, a partnership, a romance, dating, whatever, how that looks to you, if that's something that you want to attract, you absolutely can and you will when the time is right. So just remember that, like, you can love being a single mom because there's good and bad of every status of life. There's hard and easy, and there's also shifts that happen all the time, and this too shall pass. I also promised that I'd have some tips to share. So one thing that I was struggling with as a single mama was just really super parenting by myself. You know, I don't live with any family around, so it's not like I have like my mom or anybody to kind of say, oh, this is what I see in your parenting, or this might work for you, or anything like that. It's just me, right? And I do bounce ideas off of friends sometimes, especially my friends who have older kids. But I see them like, you know, once a week or once every couple weeks. So parenting is all day, every day. And I really felt like I needed some advice and some, you know, guidance on this area. I will also say in this part of the topic is that I do believe that we are our children's parents for a reason. And that ultimately we know best for them by following our intuition. But when it comes to like just behavior issues and how to handle certain things like tantrums or, you know, backtalk or just like my daughter's thing is like she argues with everything. Everything had to be difficult. It's just like why does this have to be difficult? It could be simple. And it was really starting to drain me. I'm like, oh, I cannot continue this way. She's only four. Like, oh my God, how many more years of this? So this is what I found to be really super helpful. I invested some time, money, and energy in an online parenting school. And I absolutely love it. It's the one I chose is called Positive Parenting Solutions. And this teacher, Amy something, I've forgotten her name, but she is really good. And the videos are like 5 to 10 minutes long. And it's something that as a single mama, I have time for, I can fit in. And the lessons are so potent that they work so well. I have seen massive, massive shifts in the dynamic between me and Luna based off of these lessons that I'm learning in Positive Parenting Solutions. Like, she's been behaving so much better, cooperating with me. I'm just like amazed. And it's cool. I had to take a little personality test. And if you've been listening to this show, you know how much I love a personality test. And yeah, she's, you know, older, wiser mom, done longer than me. Her kids are grown. I would love some advice. I would love some help. And I've found that this could be a really, really awesome parenting tool. So I'm sharing it with you now. You know, take a look at your life and say, where could I use a little more support? You don't have to do everything yourself. You know, learning the art of delegating is, extremely beneficial. So let me give you a little example of how I did some delegating recently. I have been focused on sustainability in my home. Right? With all the craziness going on in the world, I just feel like we can't really rely on things like we used to. And I have been going to the grocery store less, stocking up, bulking up, and just making different choices with money and how I spend my time. And I used to just like drive around for like the whole day. But now I'm like, is that the best use of gasoline? And, you know, just being smart. If you listen to the last episode about money, that we had this amazing guest, Michelle, the CPA for single moms. She had a really great thing to say in that last episode. If you haven't yet heard it, don't miss out. It's so helpful, educational, great. But she's talked about how cash is king right now and how it's really important that we don't live on credit and we don't like buy things we can't afford, and that we don't just buy things we don't need at this time. Like, you don't really know what the future is going to bring right now. So being sustainable at home is a really great choice. So for me, that means investing in my garden, getting seeds and turning the soil and, excuse me, just getting help with that too. So here's some ways that I've delegated and gotten support around my goal to be more sustainable at my house. So the house that I'm renting has a little mother-in-law unit in the backyard, otherwise known here in Hawaii as an ohana, little ohana house in the back. So I have that, and it's quite small, and I could have a tenant and charge rent, but I decided to go about it a different way. Instead, I found a woman who is so wise and bright and fun to have around, just a pure joy, who she's a single mama, but her child is grown, and she has the bandwidth and the experience to just be helpful to me and like on this property. So I said, instead of rent, how about you just help with the garden? And if I need someone to like be with Luna for a minute while I like run an errand or go for a run, like, can you just be with her? And you know, if you see like something that you could do to help around, well, you just do it and just be in charge of that and not make me have to like micromanage you. And she was like, girl, I got you. And it's amazing. It's the best trade-off. She has a cute little spot to live that isn't costing her money. And she loves helping. She loves being in service to others. And she helps with the garden and the dishes and my daughter and just brightens up my day. Will like stop in and have tea with me and have a visit. And I love it. It brings so much joy to my life. So this is a sense or a case where delegating has even more benefits than just the initial thing that I needed help with. So now I have this amazing garden that I really don't have to work in. I can for fun, and I do. And mostly I just pick it though and go out to the garden with Luna and get some veggies for dinner. It's really nice. So yeah, be smart, be creative. How can you delegate in your life, and how can you bring in support? What resources do you have right now that can be shared or expanded upon? Another way that I've asked for help, and I've also created energy or really built on my goal of sustainability, is that I don't really want to have to buy eggs. I'd rather just have eggs. And I figure if I have a garden and I have chickens, I can feed my family, you know, even if the stores close down, or, you know, I get a storm comes or whatever, sickness, I can't leave the house, like, we're here. So I was like, okay, here's what I need to have chickens. I need chickens. I need a chicken coop. I need help with either buying or building a chicken coop, right? So instead of figuring out the how, I just decided or thought about or wrote down really what I needed. And I just put myself in the receiving position so that the universe can do the how for me, and I can just allow. And really, I'm sharing this with you because this is how I handle everything in life these days. And it's really, really benefiting me. Not grabbing the steering wheel, not being in the how it's going to get done, but rather being in the state of allowing and attracting. So I'm at the transfer station, which is the dump. We don't have like garbage pickup here, so we take our trash down to the dump every week. And I'm at the dump and I see this guy unloading all this lumber out of his truck and completely chucking it, like just throwing it away. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's some good looking wood you have. Is there something wrong with it? Is it like rotted? Does it have fire ants? Like, what's the deal? And he's like, no, it's perfectly good. I just don't need it. Like, I have so much wood and I'm just getting rid of it. I'm cleaning up. And I'm like, can I have that wood? And he's like, where do you live? And he stopped throwing it into the garbage and drove straight to my house and unloaded this lumber onto my driveway. And I'm like, okay, thank you. Next thing I do is make a phone call to a friend of mine who's a builder. And I was like, hey, I have all this lumber. Do you think you could help me build a chicken coop? And he was like, oh my God, yes, I'd love to do that. And he has a daughter and I have a daughter. And he's like, let's make it like a homeschooling learning project for our girls. And, you know, maybe you'll toss me down some eggs in the future, you know, and it's like benefits everybody. And so look at that, y'all. I got me a chicken coop and I didn't have to buy lumber and I didn't have to pay a builder. I also have a friend who has plenty of chickens, more than she needs, and she's just going to pass along some to me. So this is an example of how everything in our lives can be like that. And I really believe that it's meant to be. When we're in community, when we're in the art of allowing, and we're thinking about how can my goals and dreams benefit everyone around me, it starts working out that way. The next tip I'm going to give for falling in love with your life as a single mama within your single mama status is to discover your blocks. And what I mean by this is, where are you holding on to, how do I want to put it? Let's see, any type of perhaps resentment or anger or fear that is creating a block to that allowing, to that receiving mode that I was just talking about, because we all do it. And sometimes they're conscious blocks and sometimes they're subconscious blocks, but taking the time to discover them and give them some love and create a way or learn about a way that you could be more, feel safer or feel more loving around those blocks, then that is what releases you from the blocks. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example. You know how I love to teach in stories. So I mentioned earlier that I am, you know, in the legal world. I don't know what you want to call it. I swear it's like a different planet once you start going to court. Family law, I mean, it is an emotional and stressful, expensive, crappy time, right? Crappy thing for anyone to have to go through. And within this time, I have been feeling a lot of anger and resentment, really towards men in general, right? Based off the experience and actions I've had with this one man, just made me so angry and hurt so much, and is sorry, my cat's here, causing so much stress in my life that I started building this like really strong anger and dread towards all men in general. And it got to the point where I'd be like walking and a guy would like check me out and I'd like give him a dirty look, like just feeling furious, right? And I just would only surround myself with women like throughout my week, and felt really angry, and this was creating a block for me, right? Well, with quarantining and whatnot, like, it's really common for us to, like, not see our friends too much. So I was at the grocery store and I run into this male friend of mine who I hadn't seen in weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's a platonic relationship and we're not very, very close friends, but, you know, it's always cool when we see each other. And he's walking me from the store to my car. And by the time we get to the car, he's like, "Sarah, what's up? What's your block? What's this going on? I'm sensing a block." And he's one of these, like, super spiritual, doesn't chit-chat type of guy. He always talks about real stuff, and I appreciate that about him. And I appreciated him calling me out on what the mirror of me felt like to him. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't even really want to open up and explain what my block was, but I knew exactly what he was talking about. And he went on and he was like, "You know, I see what you're doing online for single mamas and it's really great, but I can't help to wonder, why are you excluding the single dads?" He's a single dad too, by the way. And I was like, I have nothing to say to single dads. Like, and he pointed to me and he's like, "There's your block right there." He's like, "Are you having some sort of, problem with men right now? Are you, like, having resentment and anger towards single dads? And what's up?" And I was like, "Well, not just single dads, but yeah, like men in general." And he's like, "Babe, you know, you can help a lot of dads if you were willing to open up to them." And he's like, "I know you well enough to know, like, how easy it is to talk to you and how, like, easy it is for you to teach. And, you know, single dads need things too. And why are you blocking them out?" And I didn't, like, open up and express myself to him, but I did swallow that pill. I did drive home thinking about it. And I thought, well, I don't really want to have my guard up. I really don't want to have anger. I really don't want to have these blocks. But I am going through a time where it's okay to be angry, right? But I don't want to stereotype and generalize anything towards any group of people, right? I mean, we can look around and see how that does not serve the planet at all. So I spent a couple of weeks after that conversation praying, meditating, and just realizing that I had this block and praying about lifting it and softening my heart and really letting that anger be contained to this one person and not categorize and generalize all men to be the same, because that's obviously a ridiculous, you know, notion in and of itself. So I'm sharing this with you because it wasn't too long after this work of releasing this block and letting down my guard around it, is that I met a really awesome single dad. And, our daughters are really great friends. And at first in their friendship, I only met this little girl's grandma. And she's super hip, hot, cool, young grandma. And she and I became fast friends. And after several play dates between her granddaughter and my daughter, she was like, "Hey, you want to meet my granddaughter's dad? He's great." And, of course. And he's like, "Is great." And knowing him and just seeing this example of a good dad and a good guy, he's smart and spiritual and contemplative and deep and interesting and respectful of women and just everything that's the opposite of this, like, one guy that I've been really angry at, right? So I feel like that experience was like the universe being like, "Here, look at this. You made the intention to release yourself from this block, and now we're able to bring this into your life." And just being around him has been really great for me and my daughter. You know, she also has anger towards her dad and has been saying things like she hates boys and she hates guys. And it's you know, it's sad. I don't want that to be the case for either of us. But since meeting this dad, she's like, oh, he's okay though, huh? Like, she senses it. So I share the story with you to encourage you to look at your life and see, where are you wasting energy, really holding up these blocks that are also blocking something great from coming into your life. So next part I want to talk about is falling in love. Now, when someone says falling in love, you probably right away think of a partner, right? A romantic interest, a first date, all these sort of things, marriage. But that's not the falling in love I'm talking about. I'm talking about being open to falling in love like 100 times a day. Falling in love with yourself, falling in love with your kids, falling in love with your community, falling in love with your work, falling in love with the act of building and rebuilding your life, falling in love with your exercise, your food, your schedule, like this book you're reading, right? Falling in love with it all. And I originally embraced this concept when I first became a single mom. And I know I've mentioned this before, but Rory Ray has a really great little online course. I say little because it's so brief and easy to digest. But it was about dating as a single mom. I think, you know, I was really interested in how that was going to play out for me. And I bought this course. And really what she talked about was falling in love with yourself and how that's super attractive, first of all, to anyone that you might be dating, and how it just brings you so much joy and romance into your life as is. You don't have to bring in another person to have romance in your life. So I'm going to encourage you, Mama, to think about how you can do that. What needs to change in your life so that you can feel like you're more in love with it? And I will say, I've been focusing on this whole time, and I am absolutely in love with myself, with my life, and with my status as a single mama. I feel really proud of myself. I feel proud that I ejected myself out of a toxic relationship. I feel proud of myself that I'm building a like sustainable, sturdy, enjoyable, beautiful life for me and my daughter. I'm in love with my daughter. She's so funny and fun and beautiful and brilliant, and watching her learn to write and read and, you know, ride a bike and roller skate and all these like big girl things that weren't happening in the baby season are just, I'm in love with it. I'm in love with my community. Last night, I was sitting here eating dinner, and my dear friend Kai, who was interviewed on this show, you can hear his episode if you scroll back a ways, my friend Kaimana. I've also the episode called House of Mirrors is about my friend Kai, but he dropped in last night while we were eating dinner just to bring me a bag of guavas and a flower for me and a flower for Luna. And he gave us a hug and a smile and was on his way. And I'm telling you, that just brought me so much joy. And that is why I'm in love with my community. You know, between the woman who gardens, the woman who lives upstairs, my friend who stopped by, like our play dates, all of this, I'm in love with it. It's romantic. It's fun. It's beautiful. It brings me joy, and it brings my daughter joy. So, and my work, as you know, I'm in love with my work. Empowering single mamas brings me a lot of purpose. And it's just really real and authentic because I'm just teaching you what I'm learning as in real time, as I'm learning it. And that brings me a lot of joy. So how in your life can you fall in love more and more? What self-love acts can you bring in? Like even something as simple as putting on lotion after a shower, You know, do you like slap it on and rush through it? Or do you like, does it smell good? Do you rub it in? Do you massage yourself? Do you just love on yourself in the process of, you know, taking care? So I think that if you put all of these things together, let's go back a little bit. You know, creating community so that you can delegate, finding what your stressors are and finding a solution for them, like the parenting class, you know, realizing where your blocks are and releasing them so that you can attract things that you want into your life. Creating a life that you love, that's important to you, realizing what needs to shift in order to make that happen and taking action. And falling in love with your life, falling in love with everything around you. I really believe that these are the tricks and tips to embracing your situation as a single mom and knowing that this too shall pass if that is something that you want. So speaking of attracting a partner into your life and Nola and hanging up your single mom hat status for good, the next month, so September's coming soon, our book for next month in the Show It Off Book Club is Mrs. Karen Stanley's book, Becoming Mrs. Stanley. Karen Stanley was a guest for 2 episodes on this show, and she talks about attracting love into your life and a partnership. And I think that's what the book is titled, Becoming Mrs. Stanley, The Art of Attracting Romance, Marriage, Partnership. I'm not sure the word she uses right now. Into your life as a single mama. So forgive me, dear Karen, for butchering your gorgeous title right now, but I don't have it in front of me. But I know that it is on the Show It Off Book Club list for September. So if you haven't already gotten that, you can find it on Amazon or on Mrs. Karen Stanley's website. The links are in the show notes for this episode so that you can get your book and join us in the Show It Off Book Club. And what that looks like is we have 1 book per month. You can join me Saturdays. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram Live where we talk about the book we're reading and share. And yeah, it's really fun. And if attracting a partnership or a marriage is something that you're interested in, I highly, highly, highly recommend this book. And I'm really excited to read it because I absolutely love Karen. And if you haven't heard the 2 episodes with her, go back a little bit and find those with Karen Stanley on it. Okay, so I hope you have a beautiful day, Mama. And I hope that you attract all the things that your heart desires. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you for sharing this episode with at least 1 single mama friend you know. You could just text it to her right now, and then have a little FaceTime about it. See how, you know, what came of it for both of you. And as always, I love you, and I'm here for you, and I would love to hear from you. Okay, Mama, have a good one. If you love podcasts, you value storytelling, learning, and personal growth. And there's a good chance you love to read, or you'd like to read more. That is why I created the Show It Off Book Club. It's 1 book a month. Each book is selected because I know it will help you on your single mama journey. It's inspiration, tools and tactics, and learning from other women's stories. To see the reading list, go to @showitoffpodcast on Instagram and you will see it there. And speaking of Instagram, you can join the book club Instagram Live happening every Saturday. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time where I am. And there's a chart for if you're in the U.S. on my Instagram of what time that means for you, or you can always look it up on your phone. And if you're on another part of the world, yes, please look it up on your phone for 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram Live. We can talk about the book, we can share the screen, we can comment. Everyone can just join in and have fun. It's really beautiful, really fun to do. So books can be like our friends who help us along our path. And reading is more fun with your sister friends. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Hey, thank you for listening to the Show It Off podcast. Thank you for texting this episode to at least one single mama friend you have. An extra thank you for going onto iTunes and writing a review, hitting that 5-star button so other single mamas can find it and receive the support that they are looking for. Remember, if you'd like to get more support, go to sarahfayshoff.com. And be sure to go to empoweredsinglemama.com to sign up for getting more information about the Empowered Single Mama course.